Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What you bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from us?
What?
While Shonda was promoted, Sunny out this smoke. Please to be the host. Meech gun tote. Neat. Crutch. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen Bee and Diva. Featuring all y'all daily. But yet and still. Now y'all some bitch shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
Your stage radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
Well,
welcome to the stage. We are interviewing your host.
Tasty.
I'm here too.
Ooh, I am ready. Diva is in the building.
First of all, I can see Diva rubbing her hands together with the CBJ crease. I can feel those vibes right now. Right now, I can.
Love.
How's your day going, Beastie?
Oh, shit. My day is all right. Slow motion for me. Got a little good news.
Yeah.
But slow motion for me.
Good news is always good. But that rain. Ugh. Diva, how's your day going?
My day is going good. My day is going good.
That's good to hear. Everybody's doing good.
Shout out to Diva. I heard her on the phone talking to Nikki earlier. She sounded real happy. I like when people sound real happy.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. Nikki, how was your day?
It was cool. When it rains, it just kind of makes me want to stay in the bed all day. The rain definitely makes me want to stay in the bed. But I got out the bed. And I finally implemented my little skills, and I did a T-shirt for my daughter, and I'm super proud of it. It's so cute.
Yes, this is the
I was productive.
Let's always be productive. Don't let the day go by without you doing something productive.
Right. Stage merch kind of thing. But tonight, as we wrap up, meet your host. We're going to end it with the guy in charge, the honcho, El Jefe. And we're going to get right into it, as he always says. How did you get the name Beastie?
Yo, it's this dude. Shout out to AJ in New York. He used to always say, yo, every time I left the booth, he'd be like, yo, you a beast. You a beast. Every time. And then he started calling me Shy Beast. I didn't like it. Or Shy the Beast. I didn't like it. So I put Shabishi. Came real fond of it.
And then what, you dropped the Sha and just kept Beastie?
Yes.
So is that a name that you go by? Is that your artist name, your rap name, barbershop name?
Yeah, that's my barbershop name, I guess you would say. You know, Smiley said I ain't an artist. Shout out to Smiley. So it can be my artist name.
I am sick of him.
So what is Shy
short for?
My real name is Shamel. My mom's named me that, and I'm quite fond of the name. Mama!
Hey, Mama! Okay. So, who is your biggest inspiration?
motivation when it comes to doing music and why?
On what level are you asking? Because I produce, I write, I record, so I don't know. On what level are you talking about?
Okay, well, let's break down the levels. When you write.
When I write, the artist that I'm writing for is my inspiration. I like to know the artist that I'm writing for. I wrote a song for a girl, and it wasn't her cup of tea, so I'm excited to the video. But it wasn't her, and I didn't know that. So I like to get to know the artist. So the artist, basically, if I'm writing for myself, the best writer, and I hate to say this, but the best writer I know I've met since the Stage Radio is Tamarion. His pen is outrageous. So I just try to match his pen.
Shout out to Saint Marion. He is
okay,
a,
what about
a,
when you rap?
A great writer.
When I rap, my influence is, I don't know, it depends on the beat. Okay, like Run and Go Down. They got an old man named Dennis Brown. I tried to channel him. It depends on the beat. If I produce,
okay. The
greatest producers ever to me is Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They're the greatest writers and producers ever, ever, ever.
And that is a fact.
So I try to learn what they learn and what they know, production. Listen to their stuff a lot. Yo, as a producer, when you listen to R&B, rap, production becomes so easy. I never knew how hard it was to make an R&B song. Hey, boy, Nick Dean. It's my guy.
Sorry, I muted myself. Go ahead.
So you said it was challenging when you wrote a R&B song?
No, I said when you listen to R&B, it makes producing rap easier because I never knew the challenge of with the production and all that of R&B. And did you listen? As a producer, and you listen, I got this thing called, what is it called, modern R&B. I listen to it damn near every day. And I hear different shit that a rapper won't hear. So when I go to the studio, I know what I want.
Okay, so you using your skill set and your ear, when you go into studio for yourself, would you say you are hard to please in the studio?
Yes. Oh, yeah. A producer would rather throw me out they don't. Oh, yeah. Every engineer, we ready to take the fuck out of here, these. Oh, God. Yes,
FYI, for everyone that he's been in the studio with, he's difficult, too.
That's a true statement. That is a very, very, very true statement. That is one of the truest statements he has ever spoke.
But the ending result, I would say the ending result is definitely worth it. If you guys have the patience, it's his ear. He has a good ear. What other experiences that you've had that led you to doing the stage radio? Like, what got you to this platform?
I mean, like I said, I never thought doing radio was my thing. It's not. We tried a little half-hour show called The Raw a couple of years ago. And a little half-hour, it was cute. We ain't fuck with it. It wasn't for BC. Then, I want artists heard all over the place. And artists is not getting heard all over the place. So we're going to make them get, we're going to help them get played all over the place. So if we play your record, my mission, straight like that, my mission is to get every artist that want to be heard, heard.
That's dope. What are you getting out of it? What's the benefit for you in this venture?
To know they got hurt. I get enjoyment out of knowing that Diva is hurt in London. Nick Beans is hurt in Canada. Son of the Stars hurt in the Barbados. You know what I'm saying? I get for like that does something to me. I get enjoyment out of it.
That's dope.
And
so, people, what else you got? Oh, go ahead.
So, if you had to choose between doing the radio and rapping, which would you choose?
Oh, the radio. I love the radio. If I had to choose, oh, yeah. I pray to God I never have to choose, but if I had to choose, the radio.
Right, and while we're talking about the radio, let me throw in there, I'll give a service to you guys, Stage Radio Awards, New York City.
New York City. You heard it. I'm telling you. While you're getting your tax money and you got your STEMI, go ahead and get your travel arrangements paid for. The date of the show is August 7th.
That's
all you need to know. That's all you need to worry about. August 7th. Don't say, oh, well, nobody told me. I didn't know. No, you know you got to get there, and you know you need somewhere to stay. Secure that now. August 7th.
So, Beastie, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Somebody leaving the alcohol off my liquor. I mean, the top off my liquor.
I was about to say, how do you leave the alcohol off the liquor?
Somebody leaving the top off my alcohol. That is my biggest pet peeve.
Go ahead, Diva. No, I was just going to piggyback off of that. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can come back to it. What's your biggest pet peeve doing the radio?
My biggest pet peeve, when I expect the host to call in and they don't. That's one of them. My biggest pet peeve is when somebody got a problem with the stage radio And instead of saying their name, they didn't say the stage radio. Oh, the stage radio did this. No, the stage radio ain't do shit. It's just a radio show. It don't do nothing.
What else you got, Diva?
I'm coming. Hold on.
Diva's definitely choking on something right now. Oh, wow.
That gas, gas.
That gas, gas.
Gas, gas.
Okay, so what is it like to be in the typical day in the life of BC?
Oh, my God. It's insane. It used to be insane. I'm adjusting to it. You have to deal with, especially during a show, you have to deal with so many artists, and they have, and these artists are, oh, my God, they're so spoiled. So you got to deal with multiple personalities from this artist. Then you got to deal with the host personalities, what they want, what they don't want as a host. Then I got real wife, my wife and kids. So it's, but I'm learning how to balance it out. I'm learning. I'm still learning. Still learning, still learning, but I'm learning how to balance it up.
Okay, okay. So, we definitely going to listen to some BC. So, I am going to get into... Let's start with,
Bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Bless you too, honey.
Thank you so much. All right.
Yo, people don't say bless you no more.
I know. Why they don't say that? May God bless you. That's the whole thing. But I thank y'all. But let's go into Casper. Tell us about this song, and we're going to go right into it.
Yo, I had wrote this song. I had Q-Nick. Shout out to Q-Nick. He had a beat. He put the beat on. And the dude used to get in trouble every night making music. But he put the beat on. And I ain't know what to do with the beat. He ain't know what to do with the beat. We sitting there smoking, whatever, whatever. And then I said, I just, the hook just hit me. And shout to Pharaoh, the battle rapper, when he heard the hook, he was like, I don't know.
He goes by Keith now.
Oh, Keith. Oh, Keith with an F. Okay.
Right, K-E-E-F.
This dude is crazy. But shout out to him, they were like, I don't know. And then they said, let me hear what you got. Then when I spit my verse, some niggas instantly grabbed pens. I said, yeah, we got one here. I try not to miss. It's Casper.
So introduce it.
CDH. Chief with an F. Beastie. Let's go. Your city, nigga, ghost, no Casper. But it's real city, nigga, ghost, no Casper. That's my name, Casper.
rockin' while we gon' sprizz it. Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Ready through your city like a ghost, no cash for. Like cash for, like cash for. Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Ready through your city like a ghost, no cash for. Like cash for.
Catch me riding around your city with this strap on my left. With a couple gold, get a swing, ready to get cash. I'm a 4-2 nigga, I came around 2-6 killers. Scary niggas can't bang with us. In the 2-door ride around looking for the pack. We look like some ghosts out with creepin'. Just mix your shit up, you peepin'. My cuss can see like he's Stevie, so watch your mouth when you speakin'. Just one more word, have you sleepin'. I pray to God that I don't die tonight. One headshot, have you drownin' out.
Slow down.
Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Ready through your city like a ghost, no cash for. Like cash for, like cash for. Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for.
See at me, I ain't gotta ask her. Running through them walls, feeling like I'm Casper. Have a run in your Benz, have a roll in your trap house.
Trap house.
That was part of the plan. We pull up with the mask out. When I came up from the mud, boy, that touched my soul. Snatch a nigga for his cash, then I'm getting gold.
Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Running through your city like a ghost, no cash for. Like cash for, catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. Catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for. But it's through your city like a ghost, no cash for. Like cash for, like cash for, catch me in your city like a ghost, no cash for.
Good, it's the Kid QDH, man. You just tune in with Beastie on the stage. Tune in every night, 9 o'clock. It's going down.
It's going down. That was a throwback drop for you.
Hell yeah.
That was from my first season. Shout out to Superstar Lux. But the summer never ends in the background. Super dope. So let me ask you. I'm trying to think of the best way to pick your brain. Okay. Let's go back. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Right. Like, you could just say Brooklyn. You don't have to put all that on there.
Brooklyn.
Born and raised in Brooklyn.
I was born in Queens, New York. Raised in Brooklyn.
Okay, okay.
Been to all the boroughs. Lived in all the boroughs. But Brooklyn is my house.
Do you miss New York?
Hell yeah. You know what? Only thing I miss about New York, like you said last night, is there's always something to do, yo. Like, we can get off the radio at 11 o'clock and go downtown. Not get off the radio at 11 o'clock and go to bed. Because there's nothing to do. I miss the food. Good food. Good food. South got good food, too. South got some yummy. Yummy. Shout out to that Heart and Soul over there. They got some yummy out here.
Yeah, Heart and Soul. Booby-butt.
Yeah.
Heart and Soul, definitely.
Put a San Diego area and pull up the Heart and Soul.
That's what's up. What else you got, D1?
All right, so who is some artist in the Ville that you wish not to work with?
I wish not to work with.
To work with.
Ooh. About this one. I should have been back prepared because I knew this was coming. I should have been better prepared.
You knew it was coming.
Who I would not work with? There's no one. There's no one. At this time, there's no one. I would work with anybody. There's really no one I can think of that I would not work with.
So with that being said, name me 5 artists right now that you would work with in the field.
5 artists? That artist? Oh, shit. Shit. Nick Beans? I would say Nick Beans. I would say, oddly enough, D-Walk 85. A-Game. China Vaughn and Sonny the Star.
Right, right. Okay. Name a producer that you have not yet worked with that you would love to work with right now.
DJ Easy Nice. But look, I can't wait to work with DJ Easy Nice. Can't wait.
Okay. Let me see. One more question for now. Let me see. Oh. Who was the producer that you have worked with and that you would never work with again?
Time when I wanted to plead the fifth. But we'll accept it. We'll accept it.
You know what I hate? I hate working with a producer and it make me not want to fuck with you. When I do a record at your studio and I can't get my record back. Or I got to go through twists and turns to get my record back. Then I'm fucked up with you. Then I feel some sort of way about you. Don't mean I wouldn't work with you, but I still feel some sort of way about you.
Maybe beat that doing the whole record and not getting
back. If I get send me my record,
talk that. We did a whole record and didn't get it backed up.
send me my record, B. That ain't even my record. Send her her record.
That's anyway, bad business.
Don't piss me off.
Okay. The stage has had and seen its share of controversy. And what was the absolute dumbest thing that you can think of that the stage got mixed up in?
Oh, that's Smiley Quinn dislucky.
The dumbest.
That should not have took place. It should not have took place, yo. It's not. It should not. Shout out to Cutter, Smiley, and PMD Matic. But all that shit should not have been took place. What I liked about the whole situation was when Smiley called the stage radio clowns and everybody on the stage radio clowns.
We put our best clown face forward.
Yeah. It was like, what?
I felt like that was the dopest symbol of solidarity that social media has ever seen. Like, everybody pulled together.
Yeah.
Clown faces. It was a group effort. And it was
yeah.
fun.
She said, I woke up. And I seen a bunch of clown faces. He like, what the fuck? And she said, oh, my God. They heard it this way. Right there. Man, that's why when you go to these producers' house, man, and if you pay, because she said she didn't pay. Cardi B said she paid. So if she paid, if you pay, when you walk out that studio, man, tell that nigga to delete that shit, man. Send it to you. And delete that shit, man. Get that shit off your computer. Because you might not want it heard. But I don't know. I don't want to get in there. That was just the dumbest shit in the world.
Okay. So, moving right along. What is your greatest accomplishment so far with the stage radio?
Oh, 800 seasons? I mean, 800 episodes? Over 800 episodes. My accomplishment, that's one of my accomplishments, greatest. Another one is having my wife here with me for over 800 episodes when this ain't what she into, but she grown to like it, even got her own show on stage radio. My biggest accomplishment is calming these hosts down, man, because if y'all know these hosts, they wild, man. They wild. Just gotta, and they calming down. I see the growth in all my hosts, man. And I love it. I love it. They learning radio. They learning radio. And I hope one day my biggest accomplishment will be for the stage radio to be on XM with all my hosts.
You you can't be jumping ahead of my questions. You know I usually ask that. I'm gonna play another song. Cause you jumping out of turn. But go ahead and elaborate on that. Where would you like to see in its entirety, not just okay, everybody's there, but what is your next benchmark, your next goal for the stage radio right now?
I want the stage radio to go public. God give us the opportunity to go public. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. For those who don't know, public is when you can get stock in the stage radio and all kind of other good shit.
Okay.
So.
That's dope. That's dope. That's coming. That's super dope. So I like digging in the crates when I have the opportunity to play what I want to hear. Tell us and introduce us to the song Señorita.
Oh, shit. Señorita. Yo, shout out to Nemrod. Nemrod had put the beat on. Shout out to Nemrod. Nemrod had put the beat on, and I'm like, yo, where we gonna do this? And I just, Señorita! And just ran with it. Yeah, some girl was there. She like, can I go live? This song is so fire. Nah, shout out to Levi too for doing a remix. But this Señorita, hope you like it. Beastie. Nemrod beat. If you like the beat, go see Nemrod. We'll be back. Muy bonito, my chica.
Diva, what you got for him?
So, where do you see your career going within the next 6 months?
6 months?
Yep.
Ah, 6 months. I want to produce the greatest record ever. And I can't tell you. But I want to produce the greatest record ever. And I got the perfect two guys to do it with. And it's going to be the best record ever. 6 months.
6 months, okay. Oh, so we got to do you like Nikki was done last night. So, what is your relationship status right now?
What is my relationship status?
Yes.
I'm married.
Okay.
You're what?
He said he's murdered. I'm murdered.
Sounded like Mr. Brown with Ashley Mead.
Right. I'm murdered.
And who, sir, would you be married?
I am married to the greatest woman on this planet. And I thank God because I do dumb shit. And I know I do dumb shit. But I thank God I'm still married to this woman. The greatest woman to ever walk this earth. Well, the second greatest woman to ever walk this earth. And I love her so much, and I thank God that she's still here with the Beastie Man. Being my wife, being the mother of my child, being my helper, being my producer on my radio show, being a host on my radio show. Being the chef, to everything, the driver. She was driving him. I thank God for her. I really thank God for her.
That was so sweet.
It was.
That was amazingly awesome.
Mm.
I didn't know old men could be so sweet.
Speaking of which, when they putting you on the $20 bill, man?
I told you they agreed to put you on it first.
Nah, they said Harriet. Harriet got to go first.
Well, then we would have to go find my aunt. Yeah, if her name is Harriet.
Okay.
So with all of the pleasantries out the way, I'm gonna definitely take this question. Do you usually ask it, but I just wanna get in there before 10 o'clock. Who is your favorite host on the stage right now?
Oh, I was getting it. You got it.
Who's your favorite?
My boo, baby.
Aww. Finally, someone says that I'm their favorite. Isn't it
oh, my
real?
God.
Oh, my God. Finally. Finally. Oh, my God. I feel so honored. So you can ask the second half of the question, Diva.
Oh, my God. And who is your least favorite artist on the stage radio?
Diva.
I know it was coming.
So what? You ain't got to like me on the stage.
Can't
but I'm still here.
Well, you know, You know who? My least, and I'm going to tell y'all why. My least favorite host on the radio is, I would have to say, Cutter P. Because Cutter P come in when something going on, discussing him, or I need a host that's going to come in and work. So he's my worst host.
Okay.
Worst, not least favorite. I got you. So, what is your favorite song streaming right now on the stage radio?
Streaming. No Need for President.
Yes. That is a great song. Great song.
No Need for President.
My favorite. What is your least favorite song that has been played on the stage radio?
I know you hit me. You tell me that you love me.
What?
Hey, what song is that?
Why? You don't like that song?
Yeah. Damn.
I can't believe you don't like that song.
That song is trash, man. One of the most songs played on the stage, anyway. But it's trash, man.
Let me tell y'all this. Every song that we find gut-wrenchingly hilarious has been trashed and still gets played on the stage radio.
Shout out to them, because it's one that I know has major streams because of us.
Yeah, play a song. Play
right
song
now.
Me. Play some of the song for me. Oh, indeed, but not the whole thing.
Don't play with me because I'm fast. I got it up. Let's get it. So Diva is a new host, and she has not been properly introduced to Maropa. This is called How Do You.
These are the words of a woman. How do you say to me, tell me that you love me? Can you hear me? Tell me that you care. How do you expect me to be with you when I'm scared of you? I'm sorry, I just couldn't be with you.
Listen.
That's how to fuck up, man.
I would have laughed the whole time. Like, we couldn't even have that song. Because, bruh, last night. No, that's how much of that is. It's your funky attitude.
How do you hit me?
Tell
me that you
can. We got a lot of them now. We got a lot.
Oh, that pour me a drink. That's my jam. Pour me a drink. Roll me some weed.
We got a nice little arsenal.
Yeah, play that.
Pour me a drink. Roll me some weed. So, I could do anything.
Yeah.
Listen. Shout out to the producer of that song. Hey, yo, Q.
Hey, yo, Q.
Right.
So he's like, what the fuck? I can just imagine my cousin when he was, oh my God. I got to talk to him about this. Oh my God.
He probably was higher than Cooter Brown.
Oh my God.
Okay. It is almost 10 o'clock, so we are going to go into another song. We're going to come back, ask some more questions. DC is in the hot seat. And
okay,
these questions haven't been tough enough yet. Okay. So, I got it. What is, tell us about, Catwalk.
Oh, my God.
I told you I digged in the crate. Now, some of these songs, I'm going to just put it out here. Some of these songs, Beastie has not heard himself in years. In years. So this is some, you know, pretty early Beastie stuff. But tell us about it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, you did this. All right. I had told Nimrod I needed a pop song. I said, I want a pop song. I want to do a pop song. And he made the beat at my house, sent me the beat. And I don't know. Sonny got a song. I don't know. The song was groovy, which made me want a pop song. And then Nikki woke up. I told her the hook. She laughed just like she laughs now. Oh my God, I can't believe I can play this song.
I mean,
I wrote the
if
whole,
y'all have learned
the
nothing,
whole song.
You're going to get diversity.
I wrote the whole song, Sonny the Star on it. I wrote even his part, the whole song, though. Oh, my God, I can't. This is high heel shoes. Girl. Yeah, like
high heel shoes.
In your high heel shoes.
High heel shoes.
Sound like the Elvis Presley.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
I can't believe it.
Stop prolonging it. Here we go.
God damn.
Don't wanna fool me. Welcome to the radio stage. Welcome to the stage radio. I'm your co-host, Son of the Star, rocking with your host, Beastie. Every day, Monday through Friday, except Wednesdays, you dig, 9 through 11. Call in 646-787-8054. Check with me.
Hey, it's Prophet.TPM, this bitch. You already know we with the stage radio, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Let's get it.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Niecy, from WTW. Call in, bitches.
You're live in the mix with Your Stage Radio.
Your Stage Radio. Radio.
So, Diva, what did you think of my catwalk?
I felt like I was out of space somewhere.
I can't believe she played that.
Okay.
I can't believe the stage radio even has that.
I'm going to tell you what.
Where are you? Hey, honey.
I played it to show that you're not afraid to step out the box, to do different kinds of music, to try anything. How did you get to that point? Because a lot of artists, it doesn't matter how many songs they come out with, it sounds like the same song, like a run-on sentence. How do you make sure that you sound different on every song?
Like you said, I used the word try I try. If it don't work, like y'all see that song never came out. It will never came out, come out. But I try different shit. How you know what you can do if you don't try? And I want to be myself. Like if I write a song, like I'm going to know Diva to where I can write a song for her and it sound like Diva wrote it. But if I write a song for myself, it's a whole different type of music because I make music no one's making because I'm going to try. I'm going to try it. And I got to try it. If it don't work, there's a delete button. But for me to come out sounding like everybody else, nah, I don't want to sound like everybody else. I want to sound like Beastie. I make music. The beat tell me what to say. And if the beat tell me to say something like, "Shoy, oy, 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 oy," what does that mean? But I'm going to play it. I'm going to say it. The beat tell you what to say. How is that beat speaking to you? You can't just go in there and just start writing. You got to listen to the beat because it's going to talk to you. And if you're an artist, the beat going to talk to you. If you're just a rapper or just a singer, you might not hear what the shit's saying. It's almost like God. Like if you listen to the Holy Spirit, you can hear what he's saying.
That's a fact. If you ain't said nothing to him, that's a fact right there.
If you know who he is, if you know who that beat is, you know what that beat is about, you're going to hear it. If you know who the Holy Ghost is, you're going to hear him. You got to listen. And even if it's trash, that means that beat was trash if you listened. Because it might be you. But if that beat is trash, if you listen to what the beat said, but if you listen, you're going to make some music.
That's dope. Your versatility also extends to doing gospel rap. Do you see yourself doing more of that?
I do whatever the beat tell me to do. Whatever the beat say, I'm doing it. So if the beat tell me to do another gospel rap song, you right. Yes. First of all praise is due to God. So I'm not going to turn it down. I got a song. Can't wait to get this song back. With Diva. Gospel song.
It definitely is. And it's definitely.
Whatever that beat say. Whatever that beat say. I had no plans on going there and doing that song with her. A song with her, but not that song. Whatever that beat say, I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Google, what you got?
So Beastie. Where on earth, if you could have a conversation with the 13-year-old Shamel,
Because you wasn't Beastie at 13.
Nah.
What would you say to him?
Don't
knowing what
drugs.
You know today.
Don't sell drugs. Don't sell drugs. That's what I tell him, right? Don't sell drugs. Don't smoke cigarettes. Smoke weed. And do what you do. I wouldn't tell him don't beat up people. Because he was beating up a lot of people at the time. I wouldn't tell him that because I quite enjoy it. But
Lord,
I would tell him, don't sell drugs and don't smoke cigarettes ever in your life. Because it's going to fuck your life up.
Okay. Just say no out there. Disclaimer. Say no.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Smoke weed, though. Don't say no to weed. Smoke that shit.
So, if you could do anything in the world right now, say there was a genie in the bottle, and the genie in the bottle was here to grant you one wish, and you had one wish in this entire world to do right now, what would it be?
One wish. If I had one wish. Oh, shit.
Okay, little baby.
Right. If I had one wish. I would wish that if I had one wish, honest to God, I would wish that all the health problems that my wife go through is erased.
Oh no.
One wish.
That was so awesome.
Like she has no pain. No, nothing. She's just...
No pain.
Straight. Nothing. She has no health problems.
No pain. No pain.
No pain. No pain.
Okay.
But that would be my one wish around me, had one wish. Just for her to experience life with no pain. No nothing.
That is pretty awesome.
Clean bill of health.
He's the sweetest. So
that
is really sweet enough.
Oh.
Okay. What is one thing that people don't know about you, but you wish they did?
I once open kissed a horse in the mouth.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Something truthful.
That's
she got, huh?
That's something you don't know. One thing, I don't know. Oh no! One thing somebody don't know about Beastie. I guess I would say I'm trying to be a good dude. I'm trying to be a good dude. That's, I guess.
That's all you can do.
It's not. It's not doing good for me, but I'm trying. It's not doing good for me. That's one thing, I guess. But it's not. People who try my patience, and they let it slide shit, ain't conducive to my lifestyle. So maybe that's one thing you don't know. This slide shit is becoming a problem.
Well, just like you see the team's growth, I definitely see yours as well. And keep going. You're doing good. You got this. Look at this. You got this.
I guess. I want to hear that man you tonight.
I said I definitely can. What else you got for him, Diva, before we go into the song?
Okay. So, if you had a message to tell somebody right this moment without putting a name to it, what would you tell them?
Fuck you. Should I? Fuck you.
Yo, I
did the stage radio. Let me say this. May 1st. We've been doing the stage radio 3 years. So we're coming up on 3 years of doing the stage radio. And these 3 years, I have not disrespected no one. I played hundreds, maybe thousands of people records. But we're going to take it low, man. Hundreds of people records from all over the world. All over the world. I'm talking all over the world. You can't name a spot I ain't got a jam from. You can't. Not Japan. Not Africa, not nowhere. Jamaica, nowhere you can't name a spot I ain't got a jam from. And when people don't get their way, they don't come to Beastie or they don't come to Mickey. Not Murder Meech. They go straight to social media. And that's whack. When we get y'all heard everywhere for free. For nothing. All we want y'all to do is win. That's all. That's all I want. That's all I want. As for every artist that want to be heard, to get heard. But then when shit don't go the right way, they go to social media and fuck the stage radio. Beena might do something. Fuck the stage radio. Beastie Diva. Grinch might do something. Fuck the stage radio. So now it's fuck you. Because I'm probably not saying fuck you when you say fuck me or the stage radio. I don't say nothing. I ain't no punk. You're just beneath me when you say, fuck you, when I know what I do for you. Then you become beneath me. Because we on the same level right now. We both ain't got shit. We on the same level. But when you say, fuck me, you become beneath me. So now it's fuck you. Place it where it need to be placed. This is stage. We be back.
Thank you.
Transition from, you know, your message of fuck you that you sent out across the world. We do appreciate that as well. What artist has been by far your favorite that has worked with, linked up with, or even sent their music to the stage radio? Whether Now, I'm going to give you a stipulation. It doesn't matter if they still communicate or cool, or not, just overall through all 8 seasons, what artist has been your favorite to deal with?
Sunday Star has been nominated for every award at every award show. He's never won until last February. But he's consistent. He's made every mixtape. He's consistent. Every mixtape. I don't know about this one. I don't know about this season 7 mixtape. I gotta check the list. Can't wait for that to drop. Oh my God, it's gonna be fun. Oh my God. But him, Southern Star. I got a couple of favorites. Like I'm gonna say Southern Star. I'ma say Hey Game. I'ma even say Smiley Quinn. I'm going to say Diva. I'm going to say KQDH. I'm going to say Sean Dallas, Race Taylor. I'm going to say Nate Blanco. It's a couple. You just can't name one. It's like these people, Nick Beans, that these people become family to you after a while. You know what I'm saying? Because you hear their growth in their music, they're critiquing their music, they're constantly kicking it with you about their music. You see, you become family, man. And it's hard, cut a pee. It's hard to cut off your family even when they do some dickhead shit. These people become your family. Y'all ain't got the man. These people become who you begin to love and know and root for. You know what I'm saying? Tiffany Hill, these people, it's crazy out here, man, because they got good music. Crazy. Good music everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Lil Brown, they got music everywhere. And you start listening to their music and you start liking them as people through their music. Like, I get to know you first. I get to know your music first. Like Nicki say all the time. We get to know your music first before we get to know you. And if we like your music, we might fuck with you. So there's a whole lot of people I can't say. You know what I'm saying? Who's a favorite? Prada Louie. I can't say who's a favorite. Can't say. It's just so many people that the Stage Radio deal with. And you know what? Eliseo. So many people. And I know. Sasha. There's so many people. Well, we'll see. So many people, like, I can go on and 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 on.
You know, only old men ramble like that.
There's just so many people.
What's your question, Diva? What's your question?
She was still talking. You know, old men ramble like that.
Yeah, but it's so many people because you just can't name one. Yo, believe it, yo, real talk, and this is real talk. Yo, if artists just stop making records, just stop, there'll be no radio. So just like we play our shit and have y'all all over the world, it's because of somebody liking your record in Norway. It's why they listen to the Stage Radio, Diva. Just because somebody might like your record in Tanzania, it's why they listen to the Stage Radio. So without y'all, there still will be no Stage Radio. So I appreciate y'all just as much as I hope y'all appreciate us. Well, come on, Grandma.
I don't even know how you could follow that after you done gave your Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech. Let me see.
Yeah, I get on my nerves so bad.
You know, shoot. The old man get the real and make you forget what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm, that's the old folks forget what they about to say.
Nah,
on,
young
grandma,
folks
what
do
you
it
got?
Too. Blame it on the good guys.
Grandma?
Grandpapa, let's see.
Who would be your favorite mainstream artist, R&B?
R&B? My favorite mainstream artist, R&B. Wow. You did that. I would say R&B.
Because I asked. R&B.
You did that. I can't remember the girl name. Nikki, what's the girl name that was playing on the radio the other day? You say, I'm starting to sound alike.
I don't know.
I can't remember the girl name. She dope. But, okay, mainstream, let's go Ryan Toby. How about that?
That's not who you said it was a couple of weeks ago.
What's that?
Patti LaBelle.
Oh, listen. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God, please. You should have let that one go.
Let me tell you something. I thought you was talking about right now.
No, of all time.
You cannot really pick
a R&B of now, because R&B of now is not like R&B that we're used to.
You know what? But I can't say that because we got the creams. We got with the stuff. We got Diva with No Lies. It's all kind of emotions with the R&B that, especially Nikki Pay on the WTW. So I can't say R&B died. I said people just choosing their feelings.
Independent.
Don't have no
independent
feelings.
Yeah, us independent are trying to bring it back. I'm talking about mainstream R&B. Mainstream R&B is nothing like it was before.
I'm
going to
say
because everybody is so commercialized.
It's not the same. However, that daggone Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes, sir.
That daggone Jasmine Sullivan. Okay. So there's
come
some
pick
needles
up your feelings
in the haystack. Come pick up your
feelings, honey, and
I'm
don't need no pieces.
Don't. I don't need them. Boy, please. Okay, but anyway.
She's
definitely one for the books, but it ain't my interview. I just have to throw her out there because she's definitely doing the damn thing.
Yes, she is.
So what
but
go ahead, Diva.
I was getting ready to tag on to that for Beastie, but us independents, we don't have to be commercialized as of right now. You know, hopefully some of us will never commercialize ourselves. So, of course, we're still singing with
feeling and soul, and because that's all, that's what we have right now. That's what drives and motivates us.
So you know what's crazy? What's crazy is how you can have a woman, let's take a woman can have a fat ass camel toe print in the front, big titties, pretty face, can't sing worth shit, and she platinum. But then, I remember back in the days where, what's the girl from CC Peniston? She was roasted.
I think CC Peniston was roasted.
They did. I didn't think so, but they did. And she couldn't get no bread. Never went platinum.
That's terrible. And Cece Peniston could sing, too.
Yeah. Never went nowhere. Kelly Price. Kelly Price. If it wasn't for R. Kelly Price would not have been. I don't think she would have did it.
And that's a fact because, yeah, they was. They even so much as to, it was a problem because she was in the song and Biggie wouldn't even put, not Biggie, but Puffy wouldn't even put her in the video. They had another girl, like it was that girl singing. They wouldn't even put her because of her size.
Like, that's horrible. These
yeah.
people rocking. Let them rock.
What advice would you give to someone who is interested in doing radio? Podcasting radio.
What advice would I give somebody that's interested in doing podcasts? Don't think your shit gonna jump overnight. Be persistent, because persistence overrides resistance. That's just be persistent. If you gonna do it, do it. Whatever you gonna do, podcasts, sewing, rapping, singing, whatever you're going to do, be persistent. Don't stop because somebody said your song got trashed on the stage radio. Don't stop. Just be persistent. Don't stop because you got 10 viewers, 10 listeners. That's 10 more people who know you now and know who the records you're playing or what you're talking about. Don't stop. Just don't stop. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to be scared or bullshit, don't do it. Fuck that. Don't do it. Just wasting your time. Could have been doing something else. I'll just get a game. It's to not waste your fucking time, man.
Okay, and what would you like for your host to know? Like, I asked everybody, every host, where do they want to see the stage, what path, direction? But I'm going to ask you, where would you like to see your host? What areas of growth or what ideas?
I want to see them visiting what they are. Okay. Okay. I got a host. Nikki's Glam Shop. I hope it grow big. I hope more to see Nikki in radio because your voice is so pretty. And you know how to do radio. And I hope to see you more in radio. Charnice, I hope you and her unleash tag team radio and the CRXM. I want to see Diva with a platinum album. Okay, I want to see Gretch with a food truck. Not even a food truck, the whole kitchen. Doing what she do because she like to cook. Shonda, I want to see Shonda in the biggest promoter spot ever. Ever. I was talking about, like, I want Shonda to be the Don King of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, the Don King of hip-hop. I want her to be big like that. Tink Tink. I want Tink Tink to get a hookah bar and do what she do. Sharice, I would like to see Sharice with a jewelry on big. You know what I mean? Driving the pink car. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They rock. And Thunder Star, I want to see him platinum record. Writing for people, bossing up. Maybe a record label. Cut a P, I want to see Cut a P with his own record label. Doing, sitting back, doing whatever Cut a P does on his spare time. I want to see all the hosts win, man. Angel, I want to see her with her little, like, she's got the biggest waist trainer line in the world, and she's doing a Oprah Winfrey interview about her waist trainers. Oprah Winfrey giving away a waist trainer by Bina line on her favorite things. I want to see all the hosts on the stage on your wing. Win. Talking platinum records, big businesses, bosses. Within, at least within the next 5 years, everybody a boss. Platinum records, companies, waist trainers, jury.
You keep saying waist trainers.
Yeah.
Silly. I giggle because it is it's dope that you can recall just the things that everybody has their hands in outside of the stage radio. I'm sure they appreciate that. That's super dope.
Yo, as the stage radio, I got CEO. You got to know what they're doing because if they fuck with your company, if they fuck with your business, you got to fuck with theirs. It's only right. And every person on the stage radio got some shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every person. There's not a person that just sits around all fucking day and then calls in at 9 o'clock and they're on a job. No, everyone at the stage radio got some shit popping. Some shit. Whether it's music, merchandise, whatever it is, they got something going on. Grub, you know what I'm saying? Something going on. That's why I love y'all ugly motherfuckers. Because I love the fact that y'all stay working. Well, I love the fact that y'all stay working, not just for the stage radio, but y'all growing your own business. When you're an artist, you're a businessman. No, you're a businessman. And you're a business. You're a whole business. So you got Diva and Sunny out there making these records. We got to support their businesses. You got Sean to promote. We got to support her business. We got the waist trainers going down. Got to support her business. Gretch cooking. Got to support her business. I'm definitely down to support her business. So there's, anywhere there's food, there's Beastie. We got to support these people's business. Cutter B trying to get a record label. We got to support these people's business. Sharice got the jury out there. Got to support these people's business, man. Got to support these people. One hand wash the other, both hands wash the face.
Definitely does. So what song did you want to hear next? And then we'll come back and let you give your, what is it, Jerry's final thoughts.
I want to hear that Promise to Me. By Nick Baines. The song, it means more to me than he can imagine. Because I made a promise to me. So the song means a lot to me. I think about this song daily. Helps me keep my promise to me. Ain't no need to discuss it with no human, only God, because I made a promise to me. If you stay, you'll be back.
And shouts out to everybody in my city, man. 26, love, 9, 9.
I made a promise to me.
That I would never fall again, that I would give my all and win. It's hard, then I'll go harder then.
I made a promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me
that I would never fall again, that I would give my all and win. It's hard, then I'll go harder then.
I made a promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me
that it was now or never. Master pedals, past the levels, make them cats respect you. See, they gon' hate, they don't like the way you coming, but for them to understand, they would had to been there when I was struggling, had my back against the wall. They tried to keep me there. I just wake up, be prepared, then I speak a prayer. I have dreams of where I'm a king and there's peace and fair treatment. Waking up like, damn, that was some wishful thinking, yeah. Black clouds surrounding me, dudes ain't the same like they put out to be. So damn, I don't know how to be. Some connected niggas out for me. Yeah, they supporting, but I'm still with them gangsters too. They thanks extortion, but I'm trying to make it forward, make a fortune. I've been down, 2-6, Campbell Terrace, bitch. Yeah, I've been round, got an army, we busting. I'm retarded, we bugging. You gotta pardon me, cousin, for R.I.P.
That
I would never fall again, that I would give my all and win. It's hard, then I'll go hard and
dead. I made a promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me
that I would never fall again, that I would give my all and win. It's hard, then I'll go hard and dead.
I made a promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me
building bricks, flying beyond limitless. This a mix of the imageless degenerate, dreaming of flight, living a life equivalent to what I recite. I bring life to my penmanship, rare sight, venomous affairs like scrimmaging. I make you fly high, I got an airtight syndicate. I just wanna fly away though, lay low, blaze on the fuego, ayy, letting the days go, ayy, letting my brain flow. Found out Noble Drew Ali rode the same boat. Found out Elijah Muhammad used his same quote. Learned Malcolm X fucked around and took the same road and seen Nipsey get shot down and changed the game code. Bullshit, I seen a lot of it. It's common sense, so I don't politic, cause I see niggas get caught in it. But I thank the Lord that I was fortunate. What I feel even more is what the chorus is.
I made a promise to me
that I would never fall again, that I would give my all and win. It's hard, then I'll go hard again.
Promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me
that I would never fall again, that I would give my all and when it's hard and I'll go hard again.
I made a promise to me
to put all my emotions aside, focus and strive and hope to survive.
I made a promise to me.
Steve, is there anything else you would like to ask before I hand over the floor?
No, I think I've asked enough.
So give your thoughts. Tell something to, I guess, the listeners. What are your final thoughts on 8 seasons, 15 hosts, countless song submissions? How would you sum your experience of the state?
I said to God be the glory for all the hosts that have, even a host that's not here, like RJ or Chyna Vaughn, just their time spent here was an experience, and a great experience. I had a lot of fun with them. Alicio, had a lot of fun with these guys. I love all my hosts. 8 seasons, to God be the glory again. Because I knew we couldn't have did it without him. There's no way we would have made it. No way, no way. 5 award shows. 2 Queens of Culture. Little shows in between them. Shout out to everybody who listens to the stage radio. I salute y'all. I don't know how y'all do it night after night listening to the stage radio, but y'all do. And I salute y'all because the stage radio can get records. Some nights it'll be smooth. Some nights it'll be boring. Some nights, oh boy. Most nights, oh boy. But I salute y'all for listening. I salute y'all for being here 800 episodes, 8 seasons, almost 7 mixtapes. I salute y'all. I thank y'all. Tomorrow, WTW will be back. They got a big boy letter, I'm sure. The last letter was crazy. Don't know what they're going to talk about in their letter, but I'm sure somebody going to get the music. And if you know the WTW, you know the song. We'll be back 800 and 20-something episodes. We're doing something right. Fuck with us, man.
Yeah, boy.
Send your music to stageradio@gmail.com. Send your record to the stageradio@gmail.com. And we will at least play your record one time.
For free.
Even the second time. If we play the second time, it's
for free.
You want your song heard in a couple of places, a couple of countries. Send your song to the stageradio@gmail.com. And we'll play it for free. Even the 10th time, if it's popping, for free. You don't have to pay nothing unless you want an interview. Unless you want an interview, then that's on you. But send your records to the stageradio@gmail.com. You can hit all my whole stuff at thestageradio@gmail.com or thestageradio.com. Check in on them, see what they got going on. All the hosts. Imagine Tink Tink with a hookah bar. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for the things my hosts got going on. I'm so excited for the adventures. The adventures, like what they want to do. Imagine Diva last Sunday winning the Grammy. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about what these hosts want to do. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Imagine Grant.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Walk in the supermarket. You see Greg's face on some ketchup. Wednesday.
I will hop
W-T-W.
I'll be happy
love
for
y'all.
Him, but I will
good
holler.
Night.
I will holler. Good night.
Do they want the light? I think they want the lamb. Trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want the lion, or do they want the lamb? If you ain't got a mean, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the lion, or do they want the lamb? Do they want the lion? Do they want the lamb? Do they want the lion? I tell them here I am.
Ground and throw hands for it.
Yeah.
Invading my face, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Don't trump with the boys, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
Everything that I got, God gave me.
Yeah.
Can't have my cookies, God made these.
Yeah.
If I die for, I let you come and take these.
Yeah.
If I love my joy, faith, and peace.
Yeah.
If you want it, got a tune, we can teach this.
Yeah.
45, 45 with a plate flip.
Yeah.
Got a whole lot of love, so I can't feel.
Yeah.
I don't know about the mother cats, this came here.
Yeah.
Just cause I ain't bitch your head off, don't mean that my teeth ain't sharp. Ain't got a